Dear Corinne, as 2013 begins, I want to say congratulations on making it this far. You rock. 2012 was the toughest year of your life. You had to cope with the death of your husband Dave and also supported your ex-husband Jim in his battle with cancer. These experiences have helped you learn much about yourself. You have discovered a whole new you and have emerged a much stronger person. Dave would have been so very proud of you. You adored him and miss him more than words can say. There are many who live their whole lives and never know that kind of love. You were one of the lucky ones. Life goes on, you're still grieving, and you're alone in it. All you can do is get on with living, and maybe, just maybe, you are at the beginning of the end of the worst of it. There will be times when you feel overwhelmed, but somehow you will always get the support you need. This year, there will be life-changing decisions for you to make. In February, you have to decide whether to take voluntary severance from your full-time job as a civil servant. Your work with the community is ever increasing, and as chair of the local residents group, there are fun days to be planned and a community garden to be set up. And while you love doing this, there aren't enough hours in the day to commit fully to working full-time and doing this also. In March, you have the interment of Dave's ashes. While this will be heart-wrenching, it will also be part of the letting go process. It will be a bittersweet day, because in the afternoon, you will celebrate the renaming of the play area that your husband Dave played a major role in setting up last February. The play area is to be renamed Dr. Dave's TikTok Play Area. There will also be the unveiling of the fantastic new slide, which has been bought by the community in his memory. What a great legacy. April will see the anniversary of Dave's death. No doubt old wounds will be opened. Spend the day having fun with friends and treat yourself to something really special. Dave would want you to do that. There will be times when you feel vulnerable and tired, so slow down and let life unfold around you. Don't feel guilty about sitting down and doing nothing. Accept help from others and ask for help when you need it. You are always busy thinking about what makes other people happy. Stop. Do the things that give you the most pleasure, like spending time with family and friends, treating yourself to something frivolous occasionally, or just pottering in the garden. Take stock of your lifestyle. Eat well and live well. You love to cook, so start making meals for yourself more often. It's a lot better for you, and you will save a ton of money. And speaking of money, you should really save more instead of blowing it on things that you don't need. Save it, invest it, or do something special with it, like travelling or the home improvements you love to do. Face the year with courage and sparkle as brightly as you can. Above all, I wish you a wonderful 2013. Lots of love. Me.